Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim wa ma ba'd. Expressing joy for dates. Ummul Mu'minin Sayyid Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her that she should inform him of the happy news when fresh ripe dates were sent to his home. Note the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to be delighted upon the arrival of dates prove that he was indeed fond of them. Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "A home without dates is like a home without food, and a home without vinegar is like a home without curry. And a home without an infant child is void of a specific barakah. The best amongst you is the one who is best in conduct towards his wife, and from amongst all of you, I am the best in conduct to my wife." A home without dates. Sayyidina Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The home that does not have dates is like a home that has no food at all." The most beloved fruit to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that from all fruit, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved dates and muskmelon the most. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that dates were once brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he began eating them. On that day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sitting in a squatting position, and he was leaning against something, as he could not keep himself upright due to excessive hunger. Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once dates were presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a tray. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam began eating the ripe ones and left the unripe ones aside. Note, whatever is offered does not have to be all consumed. A person may be selective if the food, etc., is uncooked or raw. May Allah ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.